What? I wasn't sure what he was getting at. Do you want a ride to Seattle? With who? I asked, mystified. Myself, obviously. He enunciated every syllable, as if he were talking to someone mentally handicapped. I was still stunned. Why? Well, I was planning to go to Seattle in the next few weeks, and to be honest, I'm not sure if your truck can make it. My truck works just fine, thank you very much for your concern. I started to walk again, but I was too surprised to maintain the same level of anger. But can your truck make it there on one tank of gas? He matched my pace again. I don't see how that is any of your business, stupid shiny Volvo owner. The wasting of finite resources is everyone's business. Honestly, Edward, I felt a thrill go through me as I said his name and I hated it. I can't keep up with you. I thought you didn't want to be my friend. I said it would be better if we weren't friends, not that I didn't want to be. Oh, thanks. Now that's all cleared up. Heavy sarcasm. I realized I had stopped walking again. We were under the shelter of the cafeteria roof now, so I could more easily look at his face, which certainly didn't help my clarity of thought. It would be more prudent for you not to be my friend, he explained. But I'm tired of trying to stay away from you, Bella. His eyes were gloriously intense as he uttered that last sentence, his voice smoldering. I couldn't remember how to breathe. Will you go with me to Seattle? He asked, still intense. I couldn't speak yet, so I just nodded. He smiled briefly, and then his face became serious. You really should stay away from me, he warned. I'll see you in class. He turned abruptly and walked back the way we'd come.